Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an advanced Raga breakdown percussion layer in Ableton Live 12, specifically for drum and bass edits. And just to be clear, this is not about making a chill little pause in the arrangement. This is about controlled pressure release. The groove should keep breathing, keep talking, keep moving, even while the main kick and bass weight are pulling back. Think of this breakdown as a rhythmic reintroduction. The listener should still feel forward motion, still feel tension, still feel that next drop coming in hot. If this section goes flat, the whole arrangement loses momentum. If it's too full, the drop won't hit with enough force. So our job here is balance, contrast, and smart layering. We're aiming to build a 16-bar Raga breakdown that feels like a live edit, not a static loop. That means chopped break fragments, off-grid percussion, dubwise delay throws, ghost notes, and a low-end pocket that stays clean enough for the bass to vanish and return properly. First, find your breakdown space in arrangement view. A good starting point is a 16-bar section right after a first drop, or right before a heavier return. If your track is around 174 BPM, this gives plenty of room for the section to develop without dragging. Set locators so you can see the flow clearly. For example, you might mark bars 33 to 48 as the breakdown, with the next drop landing on 49. Now, before we add anything, think about the role of the breakdown. Is this a jungle-style edit with more break density and more chop energy? Is it a roller's transition with cleaner space and more rhythmic pulse? Or is it a darker, neuro-adjacent section, where the edits need to feel tighter and more controlled? That decision changes everything about how busy the percussion should be. Next, create a dedicated group track called Raga Perks. Inside that group, make separate tracks for your main break chop, your top percussion, your Raga response hits, and any effects percussion or fill material. This is important because advanced breakdowns need bus control. You want the ability to shape the whole layer stack as one instrument. On the group, start with a EQ8 to carve out the low end. A high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz is a strong starting point, depending on how much low percussion is in the material. Then add a glue compressor for gentle cohesion. You're not trying to squash it. You just want the layers to feel like they belong together. Think light compression, maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. After that, a little saturator can add density and edge. If needed, drum bus can help with transient weight and controlled crunch. Now let's build the break chop layer. Drop a classic break sample into Simpler, or put it directly on an audio track if you prefer. For more control, slice it to a new MIDI track. The key here is not to rely on the loop as it is. We want to rebuild the phrase with intention. Use transient slicing and focus on the useful pieces, kick fragments, snare cracks, hat tails, and those tiny ghost hits that fill the space between main accents. Program a 1-bar or 2-bar phrase where the main snare accents still land on the familiar backbeats, but the rest of the pattern has motion. Let some hits land a little late. Let a few fragments answer the main accents. That human irregularity is part of what makes Raga and jungle edits feel alive. A really strong move here is to duplicate the clip, then change the second half of the phrase. Shift one snare slice early, or place one kick fragment slightly late. That tiny variation can completely change the energy. If the whole thing is too gridlocked, the breakdown starts sounding programmed instead of performed. Now add a top percussion layer. This is where you keep the section moving when the main drums thin out. Use shakers, rims, wood blocks, small hats, anything that adds subtle motion without taking over. These elements should not be loud. Their job is to create forward pull and stereo movement. Try EQ8 to cut anything below 200 to 300 Hz so the top layer stays out of the way. Then use auto pan if you want some motion. A low-rate pan movement can give the groove a more human, swaying feel. If you want more of a tremolo-style effect, set the phase to 0 degrees. You can also use utility to keep the low percussion more centered or narrower, if needed. When programming this layer, avoid perfect repetition. Slightly uneven spacing works better than rigid quantization. Let the groove breathe. If you use groove pool, keep the swing subtle. You want the feel of a human performer, not a loop dragged onto a grid. Now we get to the Raga response layer. This is where the breakdown starts to feel authentic. Add congas, bongos, rimshots, tune toms, or wood hits, and make them answer the break rather than simply doubling it. Think call and response. A short phrase, then an answer. A fill into the end of a bar. A variation every 4 or 8 bars. This layer should be sparse enough that the phrase can be understood. If every hit is shouting at once, the section loses its identity. Raga breakdowns work because each element has a role. One voice leads, the others respond. For processing, Drum buffs can add some edge, but don't overdo it. A little drive goes a long way. You can also use auto filter to move this layer from darker to brighter over time. And for selected hits, send a few short delay throws with echo. Keep the feedback low and the filtering engaged so the repeats stay dark and controlled. This gives you the dubwise conversation without washing out the rhythm. Now let's talk automation, because this is where the breakdown comes alive. A raga breakdown should evolve. It should open and close, breathe and tighten, instead of looping endlessly with the same intensity. Start by automating the auto filter cutoff on the top percussion. You might open it gradually over 8 bars, or close it for the first 4 bars, then reopen it in the next 4. That creates real phrasing. You can automate echo dry slash wet only on certain throw hits, so the delays appear like punctuation rather than a constant smear. Reverb sends can work too, but keep them small and controlled. Short rooms and plates usually work better than huge washy tails. Utility width is another great control point. Narrow the percussion slightly early in the breakdown, then open it up before the drop. That gives the final bars a sense of expansion. And don't underestimate a simple volume ramp of 1 or 2 dB. Sometimes a small lift is enough to make a phrase feel like it's building without sounding obvious. A very effective structure is to let the first 8 bars stay relatively dry and rhythmic, then increase the amount of delay throws and add an extra percussion element in the second 8 bars. That way the breakdown escalates naturally instead of relying on a giant riser to do all the work. Now we get into the little edit details that make the whole thing feel premium. Duplicate your clips and make small changes every 2 or 4 bars. Mute the last hit before a phrase change. Reverse a conga or a rimshot slice into the next bar. Remove one ghost break hit so the next hit lands harder. Add pickup fill on the and a 4. These tiny moves create anticipation through subtraction. This is one of the most important mindset shifts in advanced DNB editing. You're not just adding more stuff, you're sculpting space. Sometimes the most powerful move is leading a bar almost empty right before the drop. That negative space can do more work than any extra fill. If you want to take it a step further, resample the percussion group, print the whole stack, including the delay throws and filter automation, onto a new audio track. This gives you a performance-like stem that you can cut up and use as a reverse pickup, a final bar fill, or a background texture under the vocal. In DNB, this can be huge because it locks in the energy of the edit and makes the transition feel more intentional. Once the printed audio is there, lightly process it if needed. Maybe tame a little harshness around the upper mids. Maybe tighten the transient feel. Then chop it into custom transition shapes. This is one of those workflow tricks that makes the arrangement feel less loop-based and more like a real edit session. But don't stop there. Always audition the breakdown against the bass return. Bring in a filtered version of the sub or a reese during the last 2 bars and listen carefully. Is there enough space? Do the delay tails interfere with the first bass note? Is the top percussion too wide? Or is it sitting well in mono? This check matters because the breakdown is only successful if the drop lands harder. If the percussion is too full, the next section feels smaller. If it's too empty, the momentum falls apart. You want the listener leaning forward, not drifting away. A few advanced variations can really level this up. Try moving a conga answer 1/16th later every 4 bars so it feels like it's chasing the break. Or insert a short halftime feel bar somewhere in the middle, then snap straight back into full DNB movement. That can be especially effective before a switch up. You can also play with alternate groove amounts in the groove pool, or use stereo call and response by placing the question slightly left and the answer slightly right, while keeping the strongest transient centered. If you want more darkness, use subtle band pass automation on the raga percussion and open it up near the transition, or layer a very low volume filtered break fragment underneath the percussion so the drum memory stays alive even when the main break is stripped back. That helps keep the section grounded. Here's the big picture. A raga breakdown in DNB should preserve motion, space, and anticipation. It should feel like the track is still alive, even when the main weight is pulling away. Build it from layered edits, not just loops. Use Ableton stock tools like EQ8, Glue Compressor, Drum Bus, Auto Filter, Echo, Saturator, and Utility to control the energy. Vary the density every 4 bars. Use automation to create phrasing, and always judge the section by how hard the next drop lands. So as you build, keep asking yourself one question: does this still groove when the kick and bass are gone? If the answer is yes, you're on the right path. If not, reduce the clutter, increase the contrast, and make the rhythm speak more clearly. Now go build the breakdown, print it, cut it, breathe life into it, and make that return hit with authority.